Greetings, dear family. We love you and thank you for your prayers and support. We truly feel them. Jesus began speaking. Do you know that I speak through you?
I think so.
Well, your thinking is correct, and I want you to have confidence in that because it is true.
Thank you, Lord.
I like what you said about David and King Saul's armor. There were many concepts there to help you all get a handle on letting me fight your battles. The mirage was also a good analogy, illustrating the smoke and mirrors game the demons try to steer your perceptions of reality and eventually your decisions with. Claire, you are all infected with layers of misconceptions and lies. In order to see clearly and ask for the right help, you must be willing to confront and expose all your weaknesses, and you will find that everyone in the room is struggling with their own versions. It is in this solidarity of commitment to me and one another that you will be able to narrow your focus and choose the right weapon. Shape, density, aim, and velocity are critical in choosing the right weapon. But even more critical is abandonment to my spirit and my means of defeating the enemy. For I know in advance his weaknesses. For one, a club may be chosen. For another, the enemy's own sword, wielded by a petite woman. For another, a bow and arrow leveled at the heart. For another, a spear propelled by faith. And yet for another, a pebble from the stream, just the right shape, density, and size, released with perfect coordination as it leaves the sling. In war, all of these methods may be employed on the battlefield by each individual warrior, according to skill, experience, and especially the wisdom of the leader they go into battle with. So, there are many determining factors in defeating the enemy, and the most successful warrior is the one most in tune and obedient to the leader who is anointed to direct the battle. The one directing the battle has already paid his dues in many years of experience following me. I don't ever want you to undermine your capacity to lead because you have yielded to my Holy Spirit, and what he chooses is never a mistake. Your greatest opponent in battle is your unbelief, as well as the lack of faith of those serving under you. The enemy is always at work eroding their confidence. With complete confidence, they can succeed. With unbelief and lack of confidence in you, they cripple the whole operation. This is why you must work to increase their understanding. And what is the work? Prayers said in faith, with your skillful observance, waiting on the Spirit, encouraging them in the direction revealed to you. When those prayers leave your lips, my grace and power accompany them, so they may reach and penetrate the target. Leadership is very much a cooperative event, and the unbelief of only one soul can cause defeat in the battle. But I am there with mercy and redirection for them to succeed the next time. Also present is the enemy with lies and discouragement. You must pray against that enemy, Claire. I know this sounds like a mountain of work, but am I not the Lord of the mountain? Can the clay tell the potter how to form the pot? There is much humbling that must go into every chosen soul. The greater the potential, the greater the humbling, in order to support the vision of who they are to become and what graces they are to receive and operate in. Do not forget the enemy is there to weaken you in your trust to achieve what has been given into your hands. I saw something about Brandon and war, and so wanted to hear his message. But the Lord gave me marriage, which means drink water from your own well. So here I am, Lord. You are my God. Do not leave me without hope. Beloved, you are asking me about war because you are tired and discouraged and want so badly to go home, without purgatory, I might add. Please, Lord. Very well, then. I hate this topic and hold a special affection those who are praying against war, even though it seems their deliverance is delayed. Nevertheless, it is inevitable, and I dare not mention soon because the prayers of my faithful ones are holding it at bay. As long as they are praying, I too am holding it at bay, and yet there is a reason for concern. This situation with the cartels is major, and they are feeling threatened by the military campaign against them, which affects the economies of many nations. It is true these drugs are a deliberate weapon to kill off American youth, and all these entities are enraged at the president for his focused efforts to put an absolute end to drug and child trafficking in America. Understand that abortion and gender manipulation are also part of the plan to decrease American population by shutting down their fertility. All of this is to destroy your country. Campaigns have been launched to make it all very fashionable to reduce families to 2 children, encourage homosexuality and gender change, as well as the tragic death of youth by drug addiction. This is social engineering at its worst. The inevitable war is moving forward at a lessened pace because of prayer, yet it still moves along. Many interventions have succeeded in frustrating the plans of the Dark Ones to make it happen, because of the mighty prayers of the Lowly Ones. Claire, beloved, I am sustaining you. Oh, Jesus, I feel like I'm walking on an ice-covered tightrope over the Grand Canyon. Yes, in many ways you are, but I am your safety net, your rear guard, an advancing army. You have only to continue on your tightrope, slippery with ice, and keep going. I have made this possible to you by giving you traction and balance where and when you need it most. Trust me to bring it to completion. Beloved, take time out for music. You need that for inspiration and an outlet. Do you believe me? Lord, I feel so dead. I need a Dr. Pepper. I asked the Lord about going back to Prozac, a lower dosage, and I got the reading in John about the rapture. Lord, you can make a rapture pill I can take right now. If I could, supplies would be sold out faster than I could make them. In all seriousness, beloved, stay busy about your work and even music. I shall treat you to a surprise. You do your 50%, and I will double it by 200%. How does that compute? Oh, you know you can be my obtuse pill sometimes, but I love you steadily and honor you always nonetheless. Let us just say I will contribute my exponential best to every moment of your finger in the right direction, even every thought directed to that beautiful open plain before you, which in the past has been an insurmountable mountain, which I have now removed so your efforts, rather our efforts together, can move forward joyfully. Renounce the unbelief and all the enemy's dark foreboding curtains and embrace the light shining on the open plain before you. Oh, Jesus, you are so good to me and for me. Renounce the thoughts of the wicked ones whose hopes are for your downfall, which I will not permit as long as you follow my counsels to you, beloved. Come on now, put them in their place. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the thoughts of all the dark ones against me. In Jesus' name, get out of my way and never return. I will have no part in your wicked lies. Drink your own poison and read your own narratives meant for me, but now assigned to you, since my God has reversed your curses on your own heads." Jesus continued, "I love talking with you, my beloved. I love to see your faith in action. With each forward movement, you frustrate your opponents and confirm my faithfulness to you." I took a deep breath, and I feel better, freer, with tangible hope. Lord, please help me clear up what's hanging on my desktop. Again, you must bind the opposition. Speak directly to them. No sabotage, no impediment or confusion. Absolutely nothing will frustrate or prevent the words spoken by the Lord from going out and landing at their intended targets, the hearts of all of the heart dwellers and my searching ones. Amen. Now take this banner and move forward, Claire, for I am with you to complete this mission. Let me carry you and propel you further into your destiny. Thank you, my faithful God.